Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Yes, quite rightly so too. Or, as we might well say, oh come, Emmanuel. Yes, it's issue 538, the audio podcast companion. A double whammy, actually. It's obviously for the Burnley solid season end, but we've also got, or solid end of the year, and yep. We've also got the joys of a certain club called Reading to probably look ahead to as well. Rob Nichols, the other voice, of course, you can hear with another sensational season's best FM TTM. You see the standards are maintained up to the very form, basically, with Aitor Karanka on them as the Karanka Chiefs flying, and, you know, Millwall, no worries whatsoever.
No worries.
None whatsoever. You know, exactly. Two glorious goals with, as I say, obviously, Emmanuel keeping in the festive spirit.
Yes, indeed.
By putting it in the back of the net there.
And, Ledesma.
Exactly. Cosmo. Well, I say Cosmo. Is it Cosmo? It's not Cosmo. No, it's Emmanuel. Yes,
Emmanuel Ledesma. You were correct.
Yes, exactly.
First time.
Very, very strange.
Don't doubt yourself.
Yes. That's where so many championships have been won and lost over the years. So, only 20 points away from the top two positions. And
we're on a run now. We're on a march forward.
I think so. Obviously, we're facing Burnley. In this edition, we'll be looking at Borough's golden ticket party. We'll be having a look back over the whole sequence. We've got some news about some super generous Norwegian Borough supporters. We will be name-checking all six of them, effectively, who have made an incredibly generous Christmas gift of free tickets for youngsters.
Yes.
Good news to them. We've got a piece of poetry from Master Thomas Bartley, and we've got some news of what Steph McGovern, BBC Breakfast TV presenter and former schoolgirl from Macmillan, is actually doing with this whole sort of system. But Rob, let's go back to, well, I think we should just focus on Millwall because that other game never really happened, the Brighton one. I mean, it's obviously just,
blown away by the wind.
I was partly right as far as I originally predicted 4-1 to Middlesbrough. Well, I got the one right. It's just obviously there's a slight hiccup in the other side.
Yeah, there's a big hiccup. Yes, we were blown away by the wind. It was a terrible game, Brighton that is, and, obviously, as in every other game that we played up until the Millwall, we fell to a late winner. So we went to Millwall, shortest day of the year. In London, it was really stormy again. Actually, the sun never bothered to show in the shortest day of the year. So it's a bit foreboding going into the Lions Den, obviously. But I think we turned in a really good display. The first half was a really poor game, as anyone who watched it at home on TV will know. That was one shot on target, I think, in the first 45 minutes. But the second 45 minutes was quite a different matter. Ledesma came on for Cariola, was injured, and at that moment you think you've lost your most potent forward. But actually, Emmanuel Ledesma scored a couple of fantastic goals in the reserves recently, and he did it in the first team. He broke away from the halfway line. It looked as if he'd run out of ideas as he turned inside, but instead he curled and like arrowed the shot past the Millwall keeper forward into the corner of the net. And then the important thing was, could we see out the last few minutes where we've stumbled so often?
And curiously, this time they reversed the whole pattern by scoring.
Indeed they did, yes. A really good, another goal on the breakaway, because we are really quick on the break. And Albert Doma this time, skipping past and around the keeper and passing it into the net, and a Christmas present come early for all the Borough fans. And there was 800, I think, had made the trip. Which isn't bad on a Saturday evening. Nice of Millwall to make it £5 in, which is really good. But, you know, 5:30 PM kickoff on the 21st of December in Southeast London is not ideal. Nobody was worried then, and it was jingle bells all the way home.
Tom Green writing in the fanzine for a Borough Christmas list. One of his choices is the ability to concentrate for 90 minutes.
And beyond, maybe.
Beyond, exactly, yes. Something he'd like the Wizard of Oz for instead of Santa Claus or Karanka Claus from that point of view. we'll be talking about Burnley to come, of course. Let's mention those Norwegian supporters because
yes.
it's worthwhile sort of saying why Ronnie R.M. Merland, Knut Elden, Bjart Wilhelm Hjortøy, Jesper Havrevort, Øystein Harburg and Jon Erik Holm Johansson. Apologies for the pronunciation. why they've got just receiving the name check on air?
It's a phenomenal thing. This is a group of Norwegians who support Borough. I imagine a few of them.
Yeah, no, Fjortoft.
Yeah, well, he's not on the list, but no. I'm sure he is. I think there's about 70 of them on all, and they speak to each other on a Facebook forum. And Ronnie, it was, who was troubled by watching, well, actually not watching because they don't see much Borough on TV anymore, but being aware of looking at the crowds and thinking there's hardly anybody going, wondering why it was. And he and Beata came up with an idea to donate some tickets to mainly to children with one adult. So each of those six has donated three tickets for the Reading game, at which Beata is going to be present, so he can possibly meet the supporters that have received the tickets. Basically, they're just ordinary fans. Most of them don't ever get a chance to come across to see Middlesbrough, as you can imagine. But Beata has actually been across for about 70, I think that's his 75th game. It's going to be that game to see Middlesbrough. So they just wanted to help out kids and parents who can't normally afford maybe to go to the Borough match and help the club.
I think we should actually invite them on the show, Rob. We should actually give them a phone connection with them. They should have the joy of immortalising, not just in print, but on air as well.
Oh, I'm sure they'd like that, yeah.
Throw that in there, sort of transatlantic international call from the whole point of view. We'll be talking about Burnley and heaps of other things, as mentioned, after this.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call
from
us
Airwolf,
home.
Magnum PI and St. Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Bruce Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium. Hang on, slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right,
that's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right,
or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989, or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
We really should get Mr. Karanka to do a piece as well. I mean, we could obviously rerun Tony Mowbray, but somehow I don't feel it would be the same.
No.
Somehow, you know, it's not right at all.
Yeah.
So, Tracy Hyman, she must be very fond of Vito Karanka because she's constantly taking photographs of him, isn't she? Right?
Under order.
Clearly, from that point of view. And, of course, we had some of the players and the staff both at the James Cook University Hospital and, of course, at the North Tees Hospital
over
the Christmas period.
That's right.
Did you manage to prop along yourself to actually cut any words with the players? Was it a case of, no, you're not ill, Rob, you can't go for this?
That's right, I wasn't ill, no. I just went to the Golden Ticket Party that was at the Riverside, which was for champion children, children that have maybe had illness or looked after siblings or whatever, and that they have a fantastic time. All the first team squad was there. Rory was there. Father Christmas was there. Ito Karanka and a balloon model maker and a face painter and people like that. And it was really, really, really good.
Yeah, precisely. And you got the chance to actually speak to somebody who'd been goalkeeper for Sunderland, for Newcastle, for Aston Villa, and another club, actually, that you spent some time, actually, in the sticks between.
I can't really. Who's that?
Exactly. I always refer to him as Shemondo, but, you know, SG to various other folk, etc. Is he Saturday, do you think? Yes.
Yes, he is, but obviously his future, well, he doesn't know what his future's going to be after the new year, his contract lasts up until the Bolton game.
It's pleasing to see that one of his responses was looking at the table, we need wins to get away from the
game,
and the sooner we get them, the better.
Yes, that's right.
So it's obviously he's kind of he's buying into, dare I say it, the project. Which is good for it from that sort of thing. But he doesn't, as you say, he doesn't know. I think officially until the Bolton game and then, it's up to Aston Villa, etc.
He made one point. He said that he's getting towards the sort of time of a goalkeeper's career where they often take a seat on the bench, and he can't even get a seat on the bench at Aston Villa.
Absolutely. Given obviously our links with the East Midlands Radio Station of the Year, Siren FM, of course, at the University of Lincoln, it's nice to see that George Friend is doing a journalism, which is nice from that point of view. He's going to be obviously covering both sides of the thing for the fence.
That's right. He's nearly finished, actually, he said. Yeah, is it Staffordshire University? Yeah, correspondence course. But he's looking to tighten up his defending at the moment, and I thought that was, His defending was outstanding, I thought, against Millwall. He didn't really attack much in that game. He's a full-back, and his first job is defence, and that's what he did.
It's interesting that there are those of us who are of a certain time zone would actually sort of acknowledge that the very notion of a footballer actually doing a degree would have been most bizarre. I mean, the fact Trevor Brooking had 10 O-levels, he was regarded as an amazing genius at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
And, added to that, I think Steve Coppell was regarded as a little bit dodgy with his economics.
Yeah.
Same with Steve Highway and Brian Hall.
Maybe he
thought it was something to do with Bird Liverpool stuff, etc.
Mm.
But here's George Friend, who admittedly is still very much in his youth, etc. Standard student age, basically, but obviously looking to ensure that he's making the most of education as well.
Absolutely. No, it's good. Very good.
And the Duke, of course, also featured Lukas Jukovic, picking up reasonably well from that point of view. Again, a sort of thought that he's buying into the Karanka work.
Yeah, he's got he had an opportunity, really, the fact that Kai Kamara picked up an injury and was out for a month. And it seems to be between him and Curtis Mayne to take on the centre-forward role. Curtis Mayne, I thought, played very, very well indeed at Millwall. Speaking to people who watched it on TV and maybe didn't come across as well, because it was constant movement, pulling the defence one way and the other, and that you can't always see the movement off the ball. But Jukovic then came on for him when Mayne had run himself into the ground and continued that work. So they're both very hard working. I think if one of them scores goals, then one of them posts their claim to stay in the team.
Master Thomas Bartley has once again actually sort of put his verse and his powers of poetry into action from those sort of area. I'm not sure quite as to whether his cursor has actually stuck with a couple of the words, which have gone, obviously, gone over into the whole system.
Just getting excited for Christmas.
Probably, yeah. Etc. Do you want to actually sort of launch it, and I will hopefully deliver it in a way which sort of will suit the... Or should we actually take two lines each? We'll do two lines each, as I said. Master Thomas Bartley, a Christmas poem.
For all those jolly good fans out there, please could you spare
a second to think about the pair of games this Christmas?
In this festive season, we'll try to find a reason
to think about the Borough, cast our minds away.
From turkey and trees, mistletoe and mulled wine,
stockings and Santa, as this Christmas poem spells upon you, Merry Christmas, one for all.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite going to get sort of the Band-Aid side of things, really, but maybe John Lennon, if he'd been around, would have actually sort of put it to music slightly better. Seb Hines has been spotted in MFC retail.
Yeah.
Did the club not give him the stuff to actually sort of, work well? Does he have to buy his own material these days? What's he doing?
He was signing autographs and sort of personalising gifts that Borough fans bought for Christmas. And I grabbed him for a quick chat because he's almost like a forgotten man.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. I thought, in case of not only is he sort of off the main routine, you want a Borough shirt, Seb? Go and buy one yourself. Off you go. MFC retail.
Oh, he's a player that's had a lot of injuries, big injuries throughout his career, even going back to when he was a youngster, really. You might recall when he was at Ipswich and he had a big fractured jaw. But he's been injured anyway again, because if you think back to a year ago, he was star of the show, really, at Swansea, apart from heading past his own goalkeeper into the net when we played them in the League Cup. But he's played just to two games this season. He came back too quickly for the Barnsley game, and maybe that was quite costly. We went 3-0 down and he didn't look match fit, and obviously that was costly for the manager in the end. I'm not blaming Seb Hines, but that's the way it transpired. So now he's hoping to get back in the team now that he's fully fit again, and he is an experienced player now and a solid player, good in the air. Let's hope he gets a chance. He needs a run in the side, really. He doesn't need just one game and then taken out for five or six games. So hopefully for him, he's a player who's had tremendous potential and he still needs to realise it. The amazing thing was that he's 25 and he said he's the longest serving at the club. I didn't realise that.
Right, just put things into perspective. Much as driving home for Christmas does, if you're the Chris Rea and if you're having your track played regularly by Steph McGovern, of course, known graduate of the Macmillan... I always keep saying Macmillan Performing Arts. It's not a performing arts school. They do some performance there.
Yeah.
It's an academy. Yeah. And obviously graduate of the University of...
She's got an honorary doctorate.
That's why I met her, as
she was putting a gown on and... Getting a gown and
one of those funny waterboard
things or whatever they call them. I don't know what they call them.
It's very, very strange. But moving to that, I think the best response and indeed interview of which even the late, great David Coleman would have actually sort of said, this is fantastic.
Right.
Will you be going to the match on Boxing Day? I will be going to the match on Boxing Day. Genius.
Yeah.
That's what she gets her BBC business stuff for. Yeah. Fantastic stuff there. And again, it's a line that she completes with it. What I consider to be primarily key BBC business correspondent insight here. Steve Gibson is a very clever man, and he wouldn't be running a successful business for as long as he has if he didn't know what he was doing. So I think you've got to trust your management. Otherwise, what is the point? Otherwise, we will all be pessimists, wouldn't we?
Hmm.
Almost festive thoughts.
Right? Almost festive.
Exactly. I'm always interested in terms of, I mean, I presume it's Deitch, but I always thought surely Sean Dyche would be a nice way to actually sort of, you know, or Deitche, perhaps.
But not with that voice, not with that voice, that's the point.
No, precisely. So allowing to that, clearly we've got this whole system of Burnley, and the Lancashire people who have managed to sort of, you know, keep on in there.
And the top of the league.
Exactly.
Alex, so it's a great game, Boxing Day, playing the top of the league. Mm. Can we possibly bring them down?
I think so. I mean, certainly, as I say, when you're up against, Deitche, Danny Ings and Sam Vokes, etc. It could be quite an interesting line for it from that perspective.
Yes.
Burnley have had a long history. They were indeed champions a good few years
ago.
That's
right,
et cetera,
yeah.
But,
start of the 60s.
Exactly. A whole heap of other areas coming together. This is one of those games which you're almost tempted to say, it's not necessarily must win, but I think if we do win, if Burnley do actually get 3 points, then it can actually provide that wonderful platform to really launch into the second part of the season, which, as I say, 20 points away from the kind of top two positions. But, you know, if it's going to start, it needs to start pretty much on Boxing Day.
Well, we need to get away from the bottom teams for good, don't we? First and foremost. And if you think back last year,
23 points, 21 games, 21 games, yeah. 23 points. It's not one, just over 1 point, whatever, 0.05 yeah. game. It's not good.
Well, we had our two best games of the season last season when we beat Bolton and Blackpool in the two Christmas games. So it didn't do us much good afterwards, but if we could sign off this year with two victories, especially this next one, Boxing Day against Burnley, as I say, it's top of the league. That's a great sort of big, fantastic achievement if we could beat them.
And then, of course, we have the transfer window. We have the possibility of attracting new players on loan, all sorts of other areas to work through there.
Yeah, indeed.
Important for that. And then, of course, a side who almost developing a kind of yo-yo tendency themselves to kind of go up to the Premiership, down to the Championship, up to the Premiership, down, etc. That's, of course, Reading, obviously Nigel Adkins will have a point to prove, I would have thought.
Yeah, that's right. I think a lot of teams draw hope from looking at Reading 2 years ago, when you remember they were down the bottom going into December, and they ended up winning the title. So it keeps people's hopes alive much longer than they normally would be in the Championship. I don't know whether I see them doing it again. It's quite a competitive league this season. But they have been a yo-yo team. And one of these days that their aim is to stick like West Brom, who were a yo-yo team, and then stuck and then built from that point of.
And then sack their manager again.
Yeah, I know. That's the way it goes these days.
Steve Clark, it's calendar year, you see, calendar year in that particular instance. Maybe if somebody once said, perhaps we should actually go for results in a calendar month.
Never.
Haven't actually been quite as successful as we'd want to. Still, there we are. So, predictions. Well, I think let's go for Borough 3, Burnley 0.
Oh, that would be good.
Sort of through on that.
That would help everyone's Christmas go down
exactly.
Well.
It would be positive. What's the Rob Nichols Christmas message from Fly Me to the Moon and beyond for the listener, wherever they happen to be? Be there in Norway. Hello, Ronnie, Knut, Bjarte, Jesper, Øystein, and Jon Erik. Second time around. I'm getting better.
Yeah.
What's the message?
The message is Merry Christmas, everyone. Ooh. And. Yeah.
Well, how do people subscribe to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast?
Ah.
Well, the podcast is free, of course.
Yes.
I choose various other things, so
good,
you should know
good
that.
Point. How can you find
how do you get the hardcore stuff which we've been referring to?
Exactly. Find the podcast, and then you can hear us say that please subscribe, and to subscribe, go to Fly Me to the Moon, the website is fmttm.com, and click on subscribe, or email me at robshrug@gmail.com, or you could write the old-fashioned way, Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Jilks Street, Middlesbrough, TS1, 5, A for Alan, P for Peacock.
We actually have 10 final words then, not just the 7 ones that we always end
yeah.
with, but we have 10 final words. So Rob, after 3, a 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas everyone, come on Borough and up the Borough.
Come on Borough and up the Borough. 7 simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.